Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I don't think they understand the type of shit you're into, you know. You like it.
Fucking your deep, taking pics on my phone. Put you to sleep when you wake up, it's on. I'll violate all the meat on your bones. Your shit gets saucy, I lick till it's gone. Kiss me, I know it tastes like you. You ain't done this before, but this is what we gon' do, yeah. I can see it in you.
I know what you're
doing. You'd like to not do you dirty, like to not do you dirty, oh. I put your face in the pillow, I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, I don't tell nobody. Oh, I don't tell nobody.
Dirty.
You bust it open, I'm loving the show.
Dirty.
Ain't just put in, but for me you a whore. Both hands and no hands, you get to the job. You came for the cream, when I'm close you don't stop. Cause you're dirty, kiss me, I know it tastes like me. I'm the nastiest nigga that you've ever seen. Yeah, I see something in you.
Yeah.
Like to not do you dirty. Like to not do you dirty. Oh, I put your face in the pillow, I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like to not do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. This ain't nice and slow, it's so physical. 200 on the dash. Bust that open, no, I want all the smoke. You ain't even gotta ask. When I get to what's all over your body. Do you dirty? Oh, I put your face in the pillow, I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody.
There'll be no darkness tonight. You can't pretend. there's nothing there. Girl, I look in your eyes, do you care? So why not stop trying to run and hide?
Let me make sure that I play this so you guys can hear this in the background. It's going to be in the background. It's going to be in the background. Good people, one and all, welcome. We're back here on the 50 Radio Universe. We present to you the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 10, the soul mixtape, the run back from Sunday on the Sunday. We're going to make sure that it counts and everything runs, but that it's whatever time you're on, just as long as it's soulful. If you have noticed, music was being played, very soulful mixes. I thought we had to put new music in there, but we just gonna prepare everybody. I had to get my health in order because I'm under the thing, so I had to take a whole bunch of stuff that was pretty taking me a long time, as well as get everybody else in order. But besides receiving threats as to my health, everything else. Shout out for the care package that I received earlier. That was dope. But let's do some explanation. The Honey Dripper Poetry Series, featuring the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective, continues to draw the best of the best erotic poets from all over the country, different places and radio stations, diverse. It is a literal universe of erotic poetry and poets. But we don't just do erotic poetry. We do all things poetry. Well, all right? And so, for this, we are doing... I can't believe I did that. That was weird. We're doing the First Sunday Soul Mixtape, which is a combination of poetry. I don't know about singing because I didn't call Chef and them to come and do it. But singing live music tracks hosted by The Drip. We're going to have some fun tonight. It's going to be a short night. I'm going to see how much energy I got. We're going to try to press towards it. And I'm going to try not to fall asleep. That's the first order of business. All right. Now, this track in the background is one of my favorite tracks of music, Soul Child. And strangely enough, they disincluded, like it was on the album that you could have brought back in the day, and then we tried to get them one, they took it off. Real strange. Didn't know what happened. I had to go looking for it and had to pull it, put it in there. So this is one of my favorite things to listen to. But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to do what we can to make sure that we entertain you and bring you a bit of soul from the drip. And hopefully you can feel a little bit drippy. And if I get my way, which I think I'm pretty good at doing, we're going to get church that say I got dripped on. And we're probably going to do it after like a live show. You're like, what happened? I got dripped on. It was sweet and sticky. Anyway, enough of that. I'm loopy. Let me open these mics up and just talk to the team and the people. So first person I'm going to bring out to you is Sphinx the Poet. Sphinx, you there?
Yeah.
Sphinx. All right.
Yeah,
that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. All right, right at the end, we're going to go to our prerequisite underlying music that plays when we talk, because, you know, we don't like empty space. We're going to switch it up. There we go. All right, then we're going to go from Sphinx to the voice, the fallen angel known as Angel Kim. Angel Kim, are you there? Angel Kim, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay, there we go, there we go. And then we're going to go from Angel Kim to the beauty known as Lisa Lips. Lisa, are you there? Hold on. I get you. Lisa,
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
All right. Then we're going to go. We're going to go to the hot one. Trey Brown, also known as Pyro. We're going to open his mic up. Pyro, you there?
What's up, Dad?
Ah, don't do that. don't do that. Whatever you
do,
don't do that. You do a lot of things, but not that. All right. Now, I don't know who this one is. I might have to close their mic, but we're going to ask it. Well, let's go to Rita first, so because I know Rita was on the way. Rita, we got you. Are you there? Rita?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. Mute your mic as you need it. I know that you're leaving work because you're on specific, you know, on, you know, don't see when people say specific or Pacific and a specific, you know, they'd be messing that
PT.
Up. So we got Rita Hills. Yes, PT time. All right. So I got to see who this is first. Area code 314. Who is this? Area code 314. Hello? Area code 314. Hello?
They don't know the area.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to you. They got their hands up. You're right. And so I know that LaProla Nigga said she just listening tonight. Ben said he'll hit one. We get it. But we have a special guest, Zuina. Zuina's in here, so we don't throw Zuina because Zuina had a hand up. Zuina, you got your hand up, right?
Evening. Yes, I do. Right. Good evening, everybody.
All right. Good evening. This is good. This is fantastic. It's all working together. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else who's listening, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to just go poem for poem and have a good time while doing it. And in between time, I'm probably going to ask some questions. I'm feeling a little bit loopy, but I'm okay. So I just took a bunch of stuff just so I can be normal, so I can have a conversation with y'all. So deal with it. deal with it. This is what's happening. All right. So here's what we're going to do. All right. So if you have your stuff from Sunday, run it back. Spin the block on it. All right. If you got your stuff for Sunday. So that means if you playing music from me, you got to play music from your end. I can't play from here. There's latency. It's not going to happen. Do what you need to do with it, and then rock out what sucks out. It's going to come through with the come through. All right? Fair enough? And then we're going to run it down the line. We're going to run it down the line. And so Sphinx sent you at the top with Angel Kim. You're the lead-off hitter. You ready? Everybody else, mute your mics where you're at. I'm going to leave your mics open from over here. And away we go. Introducing Memphis the Drill Sergeant, also known as Sphinx the Poet. One time for Tennessee, one time for California, one time for the one time. Are you ready?
Always.
The mic is yours.
You want to sing it, so. Yeah.
Song goes and goes so far away.
We walked on the beach of distant galaxies together, recounting the flashbacks of our future memories. Remember when the sunlight evoked my jealousy, kissing your face right in front of me? When the stars stole my place, twinkling in your eyes, do you remember floating across Saturn's rings as Luther serenaded our first dance?
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby.
Do you recollect the space between us becoming non-existent? Heavenly bodies connecting at the spirits till earthquakes and apocalyptic release. Your water shooting for the moon. We expanded universe. All I can say was,
baby, 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 oh, baby, hey, I love you. I do.
For eons, I have missed your touch. Craters left where your peaks impacted my being. My mountain God molded to fill your challenger deep. My fingertip cliffs fit your crevices perfect. My core thirsts for your oceans.
This loneliness is such a sad face, and I can't hardly wait. And you know I came to be with you again.
I magneto-bend alphabet into constellation love letters and push and pull the waters from your shores to remind you of the cosmic waves we made. I reflect the sun's love into your darkest night. It's my eternal attempt to make you come again.
Come on back to me again. Hey, yeah.
I encircle your orbit, braving solar winds and scorching flares, because I want to be
anywhere you are. Oh, oh, oh. Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'd be coming back this way again, baby. Baby, 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 oh, hey, hey, I love you.
I really do. Peace.
No.
Wow.
Have to throw the applause behind that. Hey, yeah, look. We got a winner.
I was like, what the heck?
I'm taking a page out of John O's book. I was like, wait a minute, let me fool around with this real quick. So y'all give him a round of applause for Sphinx the Poet. With his singing ass. Just singing his ass off. Wave your arms, wave your hands. Ladies asking panties back. It happens.
Find his keeper.
All right. So Angel Kim, hold on. What do you have? Hold on. Let me just throw this music in the background. You know, it's crazy, man. I don't care. I'm like, listen, I'm hopped up on mad cold medicine right now. I don't care. Anyway, Angel Kim, what you got on it? And just for the reason.
You want me to go behind that? Oh my God.
Oh, look, you said it like you can't handle it. Like you can't put your two hands on it and manipulate. Okay, let me not talk.
Oh, I plan to. Oh my God. Yeah.
All right. So just let me know. What you got on it? Wait, let me ask the rest of the drip. Was that sufficient? Was that sufficient drippage? Was that major drippage? What's it dripping?
Underwear's fighting already.
Yes.
Cool. Get a little perspiration.
I'm clutching pearls and everything else.
Matching panties from the start.
That's what I'm saying. Ring your panties out. Ring the panties out. Okay. So I'm doing a little bit too much right now.
What panties? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she said what? Okay. All righty, man. All right. All right. So that's what it is. So just know I'm going to be off the chain because I'm going to be talking shit in the hot. So just understand that's going to happen too because I don't care. All right. Angel Kim, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so just make sure, hold on. We just gotta give a round of applause for Angel Kim, the voice. I wish Pyro could do it. It's the sweet one. Your Pyro, set that up. Anyway, all right. The mic is yours.
Y'all, let me know if it's too loud. How's that? Can you hear it?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. You know how I feel about this. And you show up on a Sunday night looking ever so delicious from head to toe, wearing your Michael Strahan button-up shirt and your stonewashed denim jeans. Looking out past you, I see the top down on the caddy ready for that ride. I smile. The moonlight setting the mood and we climb in. Hearing that engine purr is like music to my ears with the music playing softly in the background. Romance filling the air and I can't help but feeling aroused every moment you are near me. Heading out, we set our sights on the California hillside so we can enjoy the night air and we can enjoy each other. I emerge into your embrace as your arm rests around my shoulder, pulling me in and I scoot closer up under you, taking in the musky smell of your cologne. Damn, baby. It drives my lustful senses insane. And as I gaze into your eyes, I see the hues of brown in them, glowing, loving, wanting, and needing me. Keeping your focus on the road, I run my fingers over your bald head, tasting the sweetness off your neck as I nibble on your ear and your neck. I whisper love words of affirmation into your ear, showing you what my love language is. You answer with a curve of your lip and a sigh. You're trying to remain calm, though, as my hand starts roaming freely around you and on you, finding my way to your crotch, massaging him lightly. Your body comes alive, and I hope you know that you're the key to my deepest desires. Not being able to be around you drives me crazy, and baby, I plan to drive you wild. You begin to shift the gears and try to find a secluded area to pull over in, and when you do, the view is perfect. staring at me, you reach under my sundress, finding no barriers to keep you away from my sweet peach. Letting your fingers explore, you part her like the Red Sea as your fingers go skinny dipping in my water. You recline your seat and lay back as I unzip your jeans, finding my friend resting there, telling me to come say hello. You welcome the kisses of my luscious lips and, baby, you taste sweet and I can't resist. You free my breath as he comes alive more and more, and I let my lips do the talking for me, baby, because right now, no words are needed. You are longing for more. You stop me and beckon me to come have a seat, and I oblige. I mount you, soaking you up in my deep love crevices, and, it's a feeling like no other when you first enter me. Taking control of all my senses, I feel the passion between us, and it's steady rising, and rising, and rising, oh, baby, yes. While making love in all positions possible in such a small, confined space, you give me so much pleasure in every single stroke as you suck and kiss away all my insecurities. Baby, ecstasy is here now, and I will never, ever let it go. I've never experienced a level like this before, and you wrap me inside your big, luscious arms and secure me with your face between my breasts. This heated love we share, I can't get enough, baby, and I never will. No one can come close as we come together and let out exotic moans of passion in the air. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, I love how you love it for me. And only you can feel this kind of joy inside of me. And the heat that we share is like no other. You are truly the desire in me. And I will always, always love me some you, baby. Horn.
Got some honey dripping tonight. Tonight we got some honey dripping. Oh man, it's in here. Just getting it done. Well, I see what we up to. Drip. Was that sufficient drippiness for you?
It's got hot in here.
Right, it got tight in here.
I don't know if I want to eat popcorn or have some cold press.
I mean, we do drip regardless.
That's true. See, I'm playing this Beauty by Drew Hill, so you can do the body roll. Body roll. Body roll. Body roll. Body roll. All right, so while we're doing this body roll, right? We just need one, ooh, yeah. Just go along with it. Ooh, yeah. I'm just telling you. I'm just on some R&B stuff. This is terrible. Anyway, we're going to go from this Angel Kim. I'm just telling you, Angel Kim, you killed that. You was filthy. Yeah. Bring it yourself. And we're going to go from you to Miss Lisa Lips, since we talk about beauty and doing the body roll. Lisa Lips, are you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
All right. Now, if you know this part, you got to sing this part. You got to sing this part. But don't hit the note. You can't hit the note. Don't hit the note.
I can hit the note.
Baby, baby. All right. So we're going to go here. We're going to welcome Lisa Lips to the stage. Ah, Lisa Lips. The mic is yours.
Does that sound all right? Come on, baby. We need a break. Let's do things we forgot we loved before life got in the way. Let's go to the playground and play on the swing. Then go get some ice cream and take a walk in the country. Forget about the bills just for today. Then later, let's go have supper in that little diner we used to love. Order that big-ass plate of spaghetti we used to get split and with the garlic bread that was just leftover biscuits from breakfast smeared with butter and garlic powder. But that shit was good. Then we can hit that bar with the jukebox that only plays old soul records. Let's get $20 worth of quarters and dance and sing like we used to before we had responsibilities like careers and kids and sick mamas to care for. Then afterwards, let's go check into that cheap motel we used to hide out in. That spot where we first found out how we tasted together. And you showed me how good it is to be loved and not just fucked. That dark little room with the broken TV that became our paradise, where you kissed me like I was your ambrosia, tasted my body in places no lips had ever touched, laid claim to me as you made my heart race and snatched my soul over and over again. Taught me how to ride your face till you met your maker just before I pulled you back to reality. And the first time you entered me, oh, you filled my being with your essence and molded me into your perfect cast, redesigned my caverns to fit every inch of you as if I were a custom-made sheath for your sword. Let's go to a place of ecstasy that we can't reach when we're home and the kids are arguing and your mama hates the show my mama's trying to watch. Let's be loud. Make me scream out, fuck me, Zaddy. Ride me hard and give me all of that dick. And let me hear you roar when you come all up inside this pussy, because you know it all belongs to you. Wasn't that room 69 we used to get? The one in the back on the end by the dumpster? Yeah, let's go, baby. The kids are good here with their Grammys. Let's go out and remember how they got here. Far away from here. Just jump in the taxi cab, pack my bag and get away fast. Poem.
It started out so innocent. Let's just give it another round of applause. Sit. When you roar up in this, come all up in this, because it's yours, Daddy. Ooh. It's yours. Words wise, ladies, if you call a man daddy and say it's his, and you let him do that, you will sufficiently steal his soul. He will be stuck on you, or you will have a baby. Either or, one of these things will happen. But you know, once again, another round of applause. We go a cheer. Yeah, we go a cheer. And while we're at it, we're just gonna play some nice little background music. Y'all give it up for these lips.
Take y'all back a little bit.
This is being dirty. Being dirty. Start out innocent. But I don't care if you play this song and you start out innocent, you start slow dancing, somebody's jaws is coming off. Mainly yours, but hey, it's gonna happen. So we're gonna go from Alisa Lips to a pyro.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, Pyro, I know you wasn't ready for this. This is the acoustic version by Q Parker, Slim and
yeah.
Singing. And personally, I think this version is better.
Yeah, me too. That's fine.
All right, sing it.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to tell you. I'm just trying to tell you. Real stuff right here. Real stuff right here. So Pyro, are you ready? We're going to welcome you with a round of applause.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to give it up to Connecticut's finest, the brother known as Pyro. This mic is yours, bro.
Word. So we dripping, so that means I got to do a little drip, too. Let's do it like this. Y'all hear me good? Perfect.
Yeah, come on with it.
Perfect. Come to me. Slowly. Arch that back. Pull them panties to the side. Let me guide this ship in your ocean. Have a talk to me while I work this in you. I want to drain you of your entire energy. Snatch your soul. Show you who's daddy as I take control. Moan for me. Don't be afraid to squirm. Don't run from it. Take every bit of this anointing. Scream. For me. Drown me and don't let me rise till I see the sunrise. Good girl. Now get down on those knees while you hold this mic in your hand. Worship it like you're singing. Worship it like you're ready to sing hymns of praise. Oh, you're curious. Curiosity often leads to trouble. Oh, we like that. Hold them legs wide. Don't compromise just yet. I want to be deeper and deeper inside. Make that itty pry for me. Why look forward to the future? Take this present moment to cherish each inch. Oh, you feel it reaching your stomach, mommy? Sí, baby. Tú haciendo que papá se siente agroso. I don't want you to feel your legs. I need you. Trembling, fainting, gasping for air. Give me all you got. You know, amateur mommy. Enjoy the honey dripping. Feeling you. Now I made all your dreams come true. Pyro.
Ooh, you nasty.
One time for the one time for Pyro digging people's backs out. one time of him spitting in Spanish and digging people's backs out. Matter of fact, let's give it another round of applause for dropping into the Spanish accent and digging it back out. Yeah, there you go. We're going to have to do that. Let him have that. Matter of fact, hold on. Matter of fact, here you go, Pyro. We have to play that for you real quick.
Honestly.
Because Pyro trying to give out that love right there.
Honestly, I'm trying to stay focused. You must think I've got to be joking when I say I don't think I can wait. I just need it out. Let it swing my way. I just need some dick. I just need some love. Tired of fucking with these lying niggas, baby. I just need a thug. Won't you be my plug, ayy? You could be the one, ayy. Can start with a handshake, baby. I'ma need more than a hug. Girls can never say they want it. Girls can't never say yeah. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say how. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Oh nah, give it to me like you need it, baby. Want you to hear me screaming every breathing. I don't need a reason, baby. I want it till you can't fight. I can get it to you right, baby. I wanna be a healing. I can be real good. Please don't get in your feelings. Hey, I need some love.
Back, deep stroke, white wine, we smoke, that's fine, that's combination. You just need some dig with no complications. You just need some, you just need some late night attention, unconditioned, all that you're missing, my babe.
Fucked up, shouldn't even have to justify. I get it, I'm on your side.
Alright. Had to let that go. I was having a little bit of a he dropped. That's terrible. A little coughing fit real quick. But y'all give it up for Pyro just doing his thing right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just doing it. Just doing it. So we're gonna go from Pyro to Eve the Snake Charmer. Eve, are you there? Are you there? Eve, are you there? Hello. I know you're on. We see you. But we'll be back. Hold on. So, well, we just going to keep it moving. We'll come back to her. We're going to go to Rita in Heels. Rita, you bona fide sex goddess. Do you have some soul? A mixtape to share with us.
Hi, Javi. Yes, I do. Let me see if I can.
Right. Well, okay. We're going to give you the round of applause just because we already know. We already know. It's just been brilliantly filthy around here, beautifully dope, all this good stuff. It's been happening. Sarita, the mic is yours.
Thank you. In the dark whispers of the night, walking by corners where only demons dance, I am the gentle knock at your door. Greet me with the smallest kiss, tasting of raw longing and maligned memories, leaving my lips wet and wanting more. The luminescent light from your eyes always start their invasive scan down at the floor. Your hungry smile creeps out just at the corners of your mouth as you ingest. I showed up wearing your favorite heels, thin, strappy, and tall. I fight off the good girl giggle, feeling devilishly delighted that I answered that late night call. Feel the wave of your soul beats flowing over me as your eyes slowly saunter up my legs, all the way up to my Kahlua cream thighs. I am instantly intoxicated by the way you drink me in so hedonistically, suddenly getting me high. I beg with defiant brown eyes, pull me into the house. Pull me deep into your fantasy, hands guiding gracefully. Keep me on my toes, on the very edge of ecstasy. You swallowed the air I wanted to breathe and let your covetous, hungry desire wash all over me. The past disappears. Complicated emotions melt into something so easy. Existing in just this time. Building a memory from the perfect lyrical line here with you. The pounding of your pulse betrays the truth. I can feel you obsessing about my seductive mood. Ideas twinkling in the starry sky of your eyes, premonitions prancing around that we will only be wearing each other's desires soon. Trading slow sips of sweet, sensual soul for our usual lines of dirty blues. Let it play on forever. I close my eyes and feel the music climbing into this song with you. We move as one energy. From the fluid flow of our bodies, we're dancing on the edge of this moonbeam, losing time for a time and borders between us. Clothes drift away like leaves down a stream. My head feels warm and light, just like your breath on my neck. Your sweet scent mystically entrances me, shedding judgments and fear. Now skin to skin, we're finally completely free. Before I forget myself, please kiss me one more time, baby. And that's that piece.
It was something about the Kahlua creamy thighs for me. I don't know about anybody else, but caught me looking. But pretty dope. I ain't gonna front. Beautiful. But you know what? Let's play this. Normally, this is a poetic special, but.
You look like a thigh with two sides and a biscuit. Cornbread fed all your life, you a thick one. I've been on road, on tour, tryna get it. I ain't had a home cooked meal in a minute. I've been on a diet, but I might have to try it. Smells so good that I just might buy it. Before we move.
multiply, let's divide it. You just sent the pic, got a nigga all excited. You a baddie, you a baddie, shoot the addy, shoot the addy. Call me daddy, call me daddy. You delicious as fuck, you deliver, oh what? I'ma lick it till you finish, like you coming 30 minutes.
Y'all give it up for Rita, just coming through, just laying waste to everybody. Just give it to people. Just take it. All right, I got a question. I got a question for the drip. After Zelina goes, after I go, and then, you know, I got a question for y'all. So, going from to our special guest, Zelina. Zelina, are you there? Are you ready? Are you prepared?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I am.
All right, you ready? You ready? You ready? Throw your hat in the ring, ready to get it in? Ready to get it in?
All right, I'm going to give it my best shot.
All right, well, we're going to welcome you with some cheering. Let's get it on. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Moon River, wider than a mile, whiter than his smile, bright watermelon slice type, blue obsidian Mbutu cut features. I watch from a distance like the moon, addressing the river with a caretaker's view. Lord, just let me be a witness. Let me testify. Let me see you in the purest light. Dressed down of your edges, unchained of your restraint. Let my light heal you. I want to kiss your scars as the stars bear witness to our naked magnificence, like two drifters off to see the world. A voyage spanning miles on a surface kiss from his huckleberry lips as we kiss across the world as if it never ends. As if it never ends and goes on, but the day makes me emotional. 24 karat cocoa, body cut a godly figure from the blueness of a moonlight, the newness of new night, the moment that's just right. The moon and your low tide tugs at my insides this night, this moment, this waterside view of your beauty, it makes me emotional. I just want to be close to you. No, I just want to feel most of you engorged in the gorgeousness. So I'm going to blame the moon for what I'm going to do. I have no ownership of this moment. I'm going to blame the moon. I'm going to tag my debt to him like parchment paper post. I'm going to say it's all his fault. I'm going to woo the ghost. I'm going to hold the tides tonight. I'm going to be the view. I'm going to ride the night away. Yes, I'm going to blame the moon. I'm going to give obsidian angles a psychedelic glow. My dignity set with the sun I wanted in my throat. I'm going to grip and slurp and sip. I'm going to curl your toes like tomorrow's morning. I'll deny you won't bring this moment to a close. Like golf balls through a garden hose, I'm suckling forth your soul. All day long I heal to you, submissive to your call. Tonight my mind's on demon time, the good girl's about to fall, and in her wake will stand a mink submissive to her needs. It's me who's in control in this position, I hold dominion. I'm going to take the throne, perch my waist atop your face, surfing the vibrations of your moans. Lock your arms around my thighs, leave me no place left to go. You topping from the bottom now, you putting on a show. Round one, I'm left shuddering, mess, convulsing in my pool, but I don't need to catch my breath. I'm ready for round two. I'm going to turn my body around, suck the dick down to the hairs, massage the wet of my mouth on the way down south. I want you to spread your legs, vulnerable in my hands. I'll mold you to my view, but I take no responsibility because I'm going to blame the moon. That's a piece. Thank you.
We definitely blaming the moon for that. That was filthy, unexpected. A little dirty. Just dirty. Just a little bit. Nah, even that was a whole... Hey, drip, was that dirty? Drip, can the drip tell me if that was dirty enough for you? Was that drippy dirty enough for y'all? Can y'all answer the question?
I'm over here fanning and some more stuff, looking outside for the moon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we gonna blame the moon. I think it's a metaphor, but let me go ask Poetic. Poetic,
bruh.
Are you there, good sir?
Bruh, this I'm in her inbox right now.
We throwing some more cheers for that.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
We got mouths and hands and all kinds of body parts on it. It's, I'm not used to it.
It was just cutting all the way down to the hood. Yeah.
All right. I'm about people's mics. Zuena. Yeah, that was filthy. I liked it.
Thank you.
A whole lot. So we just gonna have to, play a little shumping. That's gonna work, you know. So here we gonna try this out.
I'm gonna find my way in by moonlight.
By the moonlight.
You got plans. Don't say that.
Just for the record, I'm stopping the song because this is remarkably unsafe. You're going to leave your door open. You're going to get robbed. Somebody going to come and knock you in your head or shoot you. Something bad is going to happen to you. Don't leave your door open. I don't care how cute it sounds. It's also, you know, see, that's they try to bring it back. I understand. 70s, you could do that. You could do some whole stuff in the 70s. It was okay. You can get away with a lot of stuff. You ain't have a lot of bad stuff in the 70s. You can leave your door open. People come in, do what you got to do. But also, they're also advocating for men shaving themselves, just so that you know. He said, I'm shaved clean like a newborn. He letting you know. He done shaved all the pubic hairs off. The pubic hair is gone. You know, I had to listen to the song a few times to get the stuff. I'm just saying, I had to listen to it. Because the first time he said, you know, he said, well, I was at the house, he's like, I got layers. I was like, is he giving her layers potato chips? I was like, yo, is he really giving her layers potato chips?
He says,
fillets. I was like, okay. I was like, you got a big mansion, but you giving out Lay's potato chips. Yo, that's the worst thing ever. I was like, yo, wait a minute. He's like, yo.
Oh, man.
I look too good to be alone. Yeah. Yo, eat these Lay's potato chips. What you want? You want some green onion dip? You want that? I mix this dip myself.
My.
All right. So here's a question for the drip. You drip it, sexy ass mofos. All right. So what is a phrase or a term that does it for you? You know, because I was reading something and then somebody said, "Oh yeah, that's a good question to ask the drip." They said, "What is it?" As a phrase or something that turns you on when you hear it, you know, like good girl is a good phrase, you know, zaddy, daddy, you know, I'm very partial to Papa Bear myself. Very
I have a Caribbean friend that calls me sweet girl.
He calls you sweet girl? I don't want to know how you figured that one out, though. I don't want to know how you figured that out. You figured that one out. You figured it out. Matter of fact, we going to play that song. We going to play a song just because you said that. That's the song we're going to play in the back. We're going to play some of this. Here you go. So, yeah.
My God.
He said, yeah. He said, yeah. We're going to call Lisa Lip's new nickname is Juicy Fruit.
Okay, Juicy Fruit.
I'll take that.
Now, can you imagine when they was playing out the song? He said, "What you gonna do? What you gonna do for the ad lib? Yo, I'ma go on the ad lib. What you gonna say? I'ma say juicy." And the way he say it make you believe it. He make you believe it.
He do make you believe it.
So, do you think that if she was eating all this fruit? So, let me eat all this fruit before you get over here so I can taste like something when I get.
Alright.
All right. Let me cut this. All right. So, any other drip? What is a word, a phrase that does it for you? So let's start with Angel Kim. Angel Kim. Let me do it like Dawood would say. Angel Kim. Because he says that. I mean, he said. I said, how you remember name? He said, I say it just like that, man. I say, yeah, that's true. I make you remember. So since he did, I'm doing it. So I don't care. Angel Kim, are you there? See, I could tell when people multitasking. They multitasking because they doing two platforms at the same time, and they can't hear you because they on the other platform. They on the other platform.
Says the one that does the multitasking all the time.
I do it all the time. I guess this must be aggravating for y'all in real time because I see somebody doing it at the same time. All right, so we're going to go. So, Rita, what is a phrase or a term that does it for you? Rita? Oh, we're just going to have to come back. All right. Rita, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
I said, what's the terminology or phrase that does it for you? That when you hear it, you go, oh, yeah, that's it.
You say mine, you say my Rita. Yeah, that'll get me every time.
So, you said what?
Mine.
Mine?
Mine.
That's my, oh, ooh.
Or, like,
ooh.
My Rita. Yeah, you could say that.
Ooh. Ooh.
I feel like I'm giving away secrets.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And somebody's sexing right in that moment. All right, so we're going to go. Well, Zuina. Zuina, you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's the term that does it for me?
What's a term or phrase that does it for you?
Good girl. I don't know. Something about that.
Good girl is positive.
Wherever it's said, just, you know.
So somebody could be like ad lib and give you that P. Diddy, take that. Good girl. See what I did there? Then you gotta know I am hopped up on these COVID.
I see, bro.
I'm hopped up. Like for real. Like I'm sitting here, I'm like, listen. I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Let me do this. I'm like, wait a second. I was like, you know, I was trying to get my chest to not be so blowed up. I was like, hold up for a second. But the good news, they said, no, we don't think it's COVID. they was like, nah. But, you know, here's my thing. If you want me to get the fuck out your office as soon as possible, you want me to just get the fuck out, tell me some bullshit. I'm like, okay, listen, my chest is full of phlegm. Yeah, that's seasonal. This ain't fucking seasonal. You know how you look at somebody, oh, you don't need nothing. It's dissolving itself. You know what? Fuck you. Okay, yeah. Wasting my goddamn time.
The Trump school of medicine?
Yeah, listen, that's what I was like. I kindly took my ass. I got all the shit. I went and got everything. I was like, yeah. I was in all these balling. I said, oh, because you know, you can ball when you're in all these. You can't ball in a supermarket. You know, $30 would be like 2 items in the supermarket. Be like,
I know, right?
Like, what the fuck? I just bought 2 things. This is $30. They'd be like, that's $30. You go to Aldi's, you'd be like, you got like 15 items. You'd be like, shit. Wait a second. This whole thing is a dollar? It's a whole dollar. I'm telling you, man. But I have no shame, and I'm not trying to be, this is not a racist trope or anything else, but all the white people being all these and being the Dollar Tree, I'm telling you right now, my Dollar Tree, they flush up in there. They in Lexus Jeeps, they in all kinds of stuff,
right,
in the dollar store, hard body, trying to cut people in line. Somebody tried to cut me in line. I looked at this lady. I was like, you ain't seen me standing in line? She said, oh, I didn't see you sit. No, I'm in line. Go to the next one. I be telling, man, they be wilding. I'm like, nah, don't be trying to cut me, lady. Trying to cut me. I got a whole thing. See, this thing, you know, he rich coming here. Like, I was like, yo, her cart was mad full, too. She was trying to cut me, make me wait. Man, that's why I was trying to call. I was calling people. I was calling Van in desperation. I was like, oh, you might have to play some music before I get. You might have to do it. They might not make it out of here. I don't know. This is just terrible. Anyway, that's besides the point. That being happened. Okay. I see Eve the Snake Charmer is back. Eve, are you there?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's going on,
hey,
Eve? I know you got a piece for us. Hold on. I was supposed to play a hand clap. But you can answer the question while I find all this other stuff. So, Eve, what is a phrase or a term that does it for you?
Definitely called me by my full name. Something about Alexandria on a someone rolling off of a man's tongue. Their voice is yeah. But get away with calling me baby girl. Yeah, any of those. And they create that image of your hand being or telling me ass.
The image of that.
Some being bad. Anything in that, I'm good.
Word. Oh, not bad. All right. Well, do you have a what'd you want to say, Van?
I was just going to say hi, Alexandria.
See, he's starting what? Trouble now.
People starting shit. One time for the one time for starting shit on the 100 Drip podcast.
Who is this young man?
One time for the one time.
Not bad.
But while we at it, because he in here starting trouble, he about to start trouble. So since he in here starting trouble, let's just be troublesome.
Yeah.
Just you know.
Mojave.
See.
See, Mojave been starting trouble all night because the first thing he played was Bennett.
Oh, that's how you feel, Mojave.
Listen, I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm feeling some kind of way. I got it.
Yeah, my name is.
Listen. All right, so I'm going to start shit in a minute, but I was going to wait. But I'm going to give y'all a chance to meet yourselves. And I'm going to let, you know, I'm going to let the Snake Charmer do her thing. Snake Charmer, are you ready?
I definitely am.
All right, so let me give you this round of applause, and the mic is yours. Everybody mute your mic. Let's get ready for the Snake Charmer, known as Eve.
I don't make love. I fuck. No need for formalities. I can feel my pussy already dripping wet. You just need to place your dick between my lips. That tastes so damn good. You're fighting hard to watch me seduce your tip, but keeping your eyes like with mine seems to be a challenge. I'm not trying to sound cocky. I just know it feels good because your head won't stop rocking. Pre-cum is my favorite kind of lip balm. I lather it on like a kid applying Carmex, rubbing it into my lips and smearing it all over my face. Sucking your dick has sparks flying between my legs and causing honey to drip from my happy place. Oh. I so badly want to end the show early, but I like seeing you sweat. Just let me tease you for a bit. Have some restraint and put your hands behind your back. I don't want to take control. I can make objects disappear on my own. It's my specialty. Did they not tell you about me? I am Houdini. And for my first trick, I'll be pulling you past that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. I am Daredevil. And my obsession for straddling the line between life and death keeps me on my toes. So I dare you. Slide down my tongue and use your tiptoes to tangle into my esophagus. I've always wanted to know if crushing a windpipe from the inside was possible. You keep asking me where I got my skills. It's a recipe passed down to the freaks of the world, but I added my own spices to it. You want to taste it? Or you're not freaky enough to try your own nut? I've never met a dealer afraid to taste their own product. It reminds me of that green light drug. Addictive as fuck, and it unlocks the powers I'll use to ride you. Tipping it to the top and dropping it like it's hot. My ass may be little, but you can't see. You can't say that jibber don't remind you of hydraulics. The way I'm set up, I could never be a lazy fuck. I'll meet your thrust with an equal amount of force that'll leave you appalled and feeling disrespected. Plotting because my pussy's so damn good and the request you made for unlimited access has been declined. Ain't no flash pass. You can't jump the line. This kitty ain't yours. It's mine. But you can borrow it. Do what you want with it. Pull it. Drop it. Lick it. Stick it. Twist it. Tap your dick 3 times on the clitten and find your home in it. I need all hands on deck while you play with it. No thought process needed. Sex is a second nature to my body, and my grip has its own rhythm. Opening up, letting you slide in, and right when you begin to slide out, my walls wrap your dick in a hug, begging you not to leave me. I'm not too big on cuddling or any of that lovey-dovey shit, but if I gave her permission, she'd probably let you lay in it for eternity. Just because I'm a princess don't mean you gotta handle me gently. Don't let this pretty demeanor fool you. I'm with all the shit. My wig, lipstick, and lashes can come off. Just put it where I can see it, so when it's time for me to leave, I can grab my shit and dip. Speaking of, I think it's about time we wrap this thing up. If I stay any longer, this going to get toxic real quick. You'll be begging me to say your name and asking me, whose pussy is this? Daddy, who you belong to? Daddy, wrapping your hand around my throat and pinching my clit. Now you trying to run shit? Come for Daddy. Leg shaking, breathing erratic, heart beating on my chest. My attitude should be good for at least a month. Damn. Now that's what I call a great fuck. Peace.
It's that damn giggle.
It is the damn giggle for me. It is the damn giggle. Keep it going.
Man. I'm here.
Ooh. Let's just one more round of applause. One time for the one time.
Very nasty indeed. Nice piece.
Just feel it. Just in here. But I was getting those domineering vibes, so you know, we just wanna throw that underneath. Real fast in a hurry.
Me domineering.
My jam right there.
I see nobody but you.
I'm never confused.
I'm so used to being you.
Bring that down. Alright. Van Meadows, poetic, station manager, do you have a piece to reply to said piece that was being presented? Good sir.
Yeah, I got a piece. I got a piece.
Okay. All right, well, hold on. We're going to pause that. Let's welcome Poetic, a.k.a. the Green-Eyed Bandit, a.k.a. it's not a beard, it's a saddle, a.k.a. Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, a.k.a. I make pies and I eat them, a.k.a. listen, if you wasn't ready now, you wasn't ready then, but you're still going to get fucked. Anyway, let's welcome with a round of applause, we're going to welcome Poetic to the stage. The mic is yours, sir.
Thank you. She stood there like a work of art. My sexual muse, by my amusement full and not just part. Her body I drew in my mind waiting for this moment. When she would take off her clothes and become mine as she stands there wet. Wet from the verbal and mental foreplay I've been given all day. And my eyes, too, were playing lyrical foreplay. Then she will allow our bodies to swap and exchange all kinds of fluids. And I'm nasty enough to just do it. But before I rev my engines and do my duty, I just want to admire her astonishing beauty. We will not indulge in the art of lovemaking. The gods will nod in approval as she inspires my dick to create her orgasmic shaking. I told myself I would not get too excited. But those succulent, perky nipples is inviting me to put my artistic tongue on each and every area of her breasts. Yes, that's heavy breathing coming from my chest. See, the more I visualize her centerfold masterpiece, I want to kiss her from her head down to her waist. I want to paint her orgasm with the blueprints of her chemistry as she spasms from the art of my tantric touching and extreme fucking. I'm sorry, baby, forgive my vernacular. It's just something about you so sexually spectacular. Even amazing as I'm transformed by your web. Charlotte in the springtime, maybe Venice or Rome. Don't make me beg. For the dripping peach between your legs, my amusing pleasure is defined by your sexy legs. I want to atone for my sinful thoughts, and they're so lustful. I mean, my desires fit you. I mean, taste you so delightful. I want your color hues splattered all over my body. Lover, blindfold me and then guide me in and out of your pleasures. My hands and tongue are your paintbrush, and your moans create vibrant measures. I can't let you go, and I refuse to allow you to become someone else's sexual muse. Out of all the other lovers I can choose, you by far are my wettest muse. And that's that piece.
So I see we in here starting fires and shit. Just setting shit on fire. You got to play the original version on this. Van done said some shit.
Mojave.
Yes.
I agree, I am the wettest muse.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh shit.
Yes. That's what I want to hear. Good girl.
You mean baby girl?
Oh.
Hold on, let me turn this up a little bit. Can y'all get a little crazy? Y'all doing a little bit too much. I just want to know, how many draws, how many pants came off when this song came out? Alright, we're just going to pull this down a little bit. Y'all give a round of applause to Van Meadows, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy himself. You know. You too lay me down. Aw, shit. Call this the squirting song. I'm gonna just call this the squirting song. That's what I'm gonna call it. If you don't get the joke, too bad, so sad. I am super hopped up on some cold medicine right now. I really don't care. Anyway, I know Danielle's gonna be like, nigga, you using red form.
You know I'm going to call you later, right?
I know you're going to call me later. She was like, Mojave admitted you was high. I was like, I'm high as mother. I took some shit. I was like,
he
I was
had
like, fuck this.
Illegal medication.
Yeah, I was like, I need to breathe. What are we talking about? Seasonal
sex.
Oh,
effect. My
yeah,
God.
Fine.
Who is that hitting the moves like that?
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Y'all get carried away. All right, listen. I need y'all to put y'all panties back on. Bring them out. You know it's Prince. Bring your panties out. Put them back on. All right. We didn't see all the wetness. We got to slow this down. Y'all doing too much right now. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot right now.
You opened the door for it.
I sure did. I don't even care. Mm-hmm. But you know what? One time for the one time, we just going to be like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just so you can do that. You can body roll to this too.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, hold on, hold on, sweet. I think I know who this is. Area code 205, who master speaking?
You already know who it is. I'm the only one that represents 205. That's right, baby.
Alright,
hi
everybody.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? Queen Flow,
what's
in
good?
The building.
What's good?
Hey,
baby. Hey, my babies. I had to hit that one because I wanted to know who was screeching like a wild banshee to my prince. Now, that was disrespectful.
Okay.
She's like, you got one more game.
I said, let me get on here and get this regulated correctly because you will not do Chris Nelson Rogers like this. We will not.
Ooh.
We will not do this today.
Wow.
That on the
she has the full name, too.
That lets you know I was part of the Purple Ones crew.
But, all right, but does anybody find Nelson as a strange name to have?
No.
Like Nels. Son, and you say Nelson altogether. This, do you? How many Nelsons do you know?
I have a cousin named Nelson.
Is he a fun person?
None.
Is he a fun person? I don't know no fun Nelsons. I know no fun.
I don't know any
Nelsons. I know they're not fun people.
He's very staunch. He's very Sheldon Cooper.
Yeah, see, that's not fun. That's not fun. See, that's what you can't be naming people Nelson. That's the problem. You know, that's like naming somebody Abacus. What's your name? My name is Abacus. Nah, that's not.
Oh, Lord. Not
anyway, all right. So, Queen, now that you're in the building, we're gonna cut this out. Do you have a piece for us this evening?
Let me grab a piece.
All right. If you want to grab a piece in the meantime, in between time, you know. Got a lot of love in the building. Y'all been dripping tonight. Y'all been dripping real hard and heavy. Y'all just been making it all messy and everything else like that. If you just came in the room and you're at area code 770, I don't know if that's my sister or not, but if it's you, get on up here, hit one, and come on through with the come through. Hold up. That was a mighty sneeze. All right. So while you're waiting, let's go back. Let's just do all the prerequisites. You know what we're supposed to be doing. Hold on. There we go. So let's give it up for Van, all the good people came through here. Mars Dawn made it extra sexy. Just did what you needed to do. All right. Now, that's enough. Sorry. All right. No, that's too much. That's too much.
How are we getting?
You can drip as hard as you'd like to drip. You can make it wet and sticky if you like.
Thank you. That's all I need to know. Good. Thank you. That's all I need to know. One moment.
Okay. All right. You ready to go, or you want to wait? You want to go? You know. We'll go now.
Give me a second.
We'll go later. Okay.
I'm gonna go later.
You're going to go later? Oh, okay, so I'm going to go now. All right, so this is what I'm going to do. Just tell me if it's too loud. Let me know if it's too loud. Hold on. Is it too loud?
Fine.
Sounds good. Turn it up.
Sounds good. Turn it up a little bit.
Just a little.
Right there. Right there.
Perfect.
Right here?
Right there.
I had to adjust it. Hold on. I had to adjust it. We're going to run this back real quick. If you know what I'm talking about. My eyes. My eyes drink in the sight of you. Your beauty coupled with the softness of your skin, the way your doe eyes is so pure. Your neck and breast leaving me thirsty. The fondle full, your breast, the energy of our moment wants you in my grasp. The clasp of my mouth to your sacred places to offer them whispers wrapped around tongue. Offer them consecration and forgiveness while sweetly using caress and squeeze to give way to please. The divine wonder of your geography makes me wonder exclusively to the places I wish to go, to have me as you desire. Give me you, she said. My lips were delicious, sculpted by God, made to speak authority, dictate a mandate that spoke smooth movement and command. She asked me, what does my lips do? A question or a suggestion, I replied with my ponder. Her eyes wandered about the shape, and I told her that my lips were a cape, able to leap tall verbs and adjectives in a single bound, that years of studying had them wound, that they ticked like tom bombs when they received into contact, like arms they hold and are bold within a kiss, or when they are open to admit. Monstrous tongue, ready to devour clit. They are ebon-hued, imbued with pleasure. Knowledge is treasure. She stopped and asked me if I mind if she tested their measure. I said, please, do not threaten me with a good time. I'm prepared to kiss your eternity with mahogany. Dance deep till you admonish me for being so greedy. I cannot get enough of you. I spend these precious moments, your kiss becoming the breath, and without your air, I can forget how to breathe. You're a life-giving and a ribbon in the sky, the sweetest way to die. Kiss me and watch me get high. I swear this is the best edition. Come, kiss me and watch me become your addiction. Poem. Okay, that's my poem. All right.
Okay.
Wait, let me pull a Rita. And that's the piece.
Don't act like you don't like it.
No, I love it. I love it. Rita will say some crazy, just make you want to take your clothes off, get naked, and then she'll be like, and that's the piece.
That's
like, wait a minute, wait, did you just take my drawers off and just spin them around your finger, and then you'll be like, and that's the piece? You're like, oh, no, I'm naked already. What the hell just happened? What just happened to me? It's terrible. It's terrible. All right, hold on. I think Spinks again. Spinks, is this you?
No, it's Lady A.
Oh, hey, Lady A. How you doing? How you doing, Lady A? I thought you
good,
were Spinks.
How are you?
My bad. I'm good. I'm good. But press one, get in the queue. All right, I'm put you back in the queue. Press one. All right. So We moving around. It's getting all sexy in here. It's all good. You know, feel the environment, feeling all. Y'all got 11 minutes. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm taking my ass to sleep. I am going to go to sleep. And not on the show. So I know Van's going to say something about that, so I said it before you said it. Anyway, I knew he was going to say it. Beforehand.
Yeah.
Thank you. I pride myself on being there. Thank you. Anything else? All right. So, Queen Floetry. Wait a second. Wait. We forgot to hit that. Area code 506. Who's this?
Lady A.
Okay. Wait. How are you? Wait. You was on the bottom? Okay. Wait a second. So, all right. You was moving around. I swore you was another. Never mind.
I'm still right here waiting.
All right, well, got you. Well, you're not far in the queue. You just went off. You just went off in here. But you know, you got to come in here with some drippage now. You can't, you can't be changing the energy. You got to have some something sexy to say. You got something sexy to say now. Got to stay on brand. You got something sexy?
I'm
telling you, cause I seen you do sexy. I want sexy. We ain't doing nothing but sexy over here. So I'm ready for it.
Well, it's probably mild compared to what you just read, maybe, but I can read it anyway. It's called.
Listen.
Unless
ain't nothing
you want me
mild
to find
about
something.
What I did. Listen.
You
I'm telling you right here.
A little more aggressive.
Listen. Did you just say aggressive?
Yeah.
You want me to find something aggressive? No. Listen. We want sticky, butt naked, nasty, dirty. We need some sit on some face type poetry right now. If you got it, we'll take it. We'll take that. But before we get to you, Lady A, we have to go to Raina Flow, Queen Poetry, the queen of the drip. Queen Poetry, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we're gonna let this happen. Hold on. We're just gonna give a round of applause. Get you started. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all welcome. Raina Flow. Queen Poetry of the Honey Drippers. Are you ready?
Oh, that was Satan. Oh, that.
The mic is yours.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Let's talk about a dinner time love affair. Lights dim, candles lit, oxtails, rice, and peas with cocoa bread in his favorite drink. See, tonight, I'm giving him something he can feel to let him know this pussy is his. Hell, all of me, and he can have it, and he's going to tonight. But first, let me finish getting ready. A beat later, my lover enters the house, screams, "Baby, what's the occasion?" And is dinner included. Si mi amante, as I descend the staircase, wearing his favorite blue negligee, steadily taking his breath away. Stealing kisses and biting his bottom lip, he's left breathless, especially when I start nibbling on his neck while rubbing his dick through his pants. See, I owe him from this afternoon. But first, I will feed him. He's going to need all of his strength, especially when I snatch his soul later. I walk him to the table, sit in his lap, feed him while rotating my hips just to watch him miss the fork. After torturing him with my grind, he bites, hickeys into my neck, screaming, "I have to make you mine." Pushing back his plate, he lifts me on the table, pulls my panties to the side, seeing my creamy cum down. He growls and feasts because he is still hungry. After licking my bowl clean, he rises to enter me. He strokes up, down, circles and sideways, making the table quake from our thunder. He's digging, I'm squirting, and I can feel his throbbing submission. See, he's tapping Morse code on my G-spot, and I'm ready to receive the message. Body spent from coming, and have arrived to our conclusion, or so I thought. But he has lifted me over his shoulder, carry me to our love lair so we can continue this dinner time love affair. Thank you.
I was stuck on what you call that. I was like, wait a minute, hold on one second. Let's get this cheering going. Hold on for a second. I'll pull around with the kids. I want to thank you. Thank you so very much.
No problem.
Oh, that was very, very nice. So we're just gonna play this.
The truth.
Lady A, are you there?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right,
are you ready for some orgasmic candy?
Well, shit. Put it on me. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Oh, welcome from the Great North. This Lady A. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Orgasmic candy. Salty, creamy, thick and sweet. Such is my lover's gift for me. Draped like melted chocolate with caramel sauce to lick. Cherry in his navel, whipped cream on his chest and rock hard candy dick, purple veins, pink cap, skin like stretchy turtleneck, slutty brownies and slippery nipples watch sexual pleasure triple. I offer you a screaming orgasm. Join me tonight in my cabin. Sweet, nasty, orgasmic candy explodes under scanty panties, crimson heat between the sheets, queen of Candyland, negligees and edible panties, strawberry oils and candies, raspberry cream and syrupy dreams culminate in a sensual steam, dipping, sipping, licking my Lawrence of Arabia, erotic games. I can't be tamed, kitty purrs. I am inflamed. End poem.
Oh, yeah, that was dirty. Ah, that was dirty. Hey, Drip, was that dirt?
Yeah.
Now
orgasmic candy. What? It was penises in there and everything. It was great. It was great.
You know what?
I'm just saying, it was great. We got 10 seconds. All right, so we got 10 seconds before that. Let's give it up for Lady A. Rocking out, being on brand and killing it. Thank you, Lady A.
Thank
you. Muchísimas gracias, Lady A.
Thank
I'm you. Just saying. I'm just saying. You see how fogging my glasses up. I don't know. It made me think twice. Like, you know, I used to think she was the cookie lady. She come in here, I got some Toll House cookies for you.
Oh, she did.
Then she gets you behind the door, she'd be like, I got some Toll House cookies.
She's the cookie lady, all right.
Yeah. Come eat these cookies.
Got some chips.
Sit these cookies on your face.
Snicker your doodle.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, let me snicker your doodle real quick. Let me do that for you real quick. Come on.
let me just give it to you. Just one time.
Oh,
you know. Like, hold on for a second. What you about to do? I'm about to do something terrible to you. This is nice, but you know. You have to throw some background noise in here real quick. All right. So, all right. So, before we leave this podcast, we'd like to thank you for coming out to Epiphany Radio Universe Presents the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 10, the Soul Mixtape. Although I might as well say that we dripped, we came in here, we dripped, we saw, we made sticky. We dripped, we saw, and we made sticky. Thank everybody who came out to the podcast tonight, came in here doing incredibly impressive things, making this drip trippy for everybody all involved. It was very sexy, very, very nasty and brilliantly filthy. But before we go, we need to find out what else is going on in Epiphany Radio Universe. So we're going to return to our station manager. Ben Meadows, can you please tell us what's happening in Epiphany Radio Universe for the rest of the week, sir?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Love Zone with your host, Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with yours truly, Poetic, and my good brother, J. Rob, the Wise Son. Friday night is the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Perla, La Negra, and Stan, the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, Essentially Janice, running the event page, La Perla, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Tuesday, next Tuesday, we'll be right back here for one of my hobby shows, War Council, Fly Speak.
War Council.
Honey Dripper. Thank you.
War Council.
So,
Digital Age,
Digital Age Part 2.
Yes.
Make sure you guys tune in. We'd love to have you. My hobby. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Ben Meadows. We'd like to thank you for coming out this evening, having a good time with us. I was in rare form. Forgive me if you have anything else. But, hey, this is what happens. Thank you to everybody who came this evening. Thank you to all the honey drippers that came through and dripped. Dripped so hard on the microphone. Drip, drip, drip. So, you know, you have to say it like that. Drip, drip, drip. Stay tuned for us this Sunday as we take on the Body Erotic. The prompt is naked and not ashamed. So we will be doing a meditation on Audre Lorde. There's an article that will be put that's already out. That's on my page. We'll be moving things around. We're going to have a discussion about the erotic. Why the erotic is political? Why is it that the drippers drip the way that they do? Because there's a certain amount of freedom that we have in understanding who we are and our ability to speak our desires through our words. It's not just the poetry. It's the idea of also having a certain amount of freedom that occurs. But this freedom is based off this idea. The erotic is power, written by Audre Lorde. There's a lot of different things. You know, you're going to see a project while we drip, everything else like that, individual things. But overall, the idea is to let people know that basically we've been controlled about our bodies all our entire lives, from everything else that happens, everything else, you know, men, women, everybody in between. And somebody's always trying to tell us what we can do, make some type of ruling or something like that, because it benefits them in one way or the other. But for us and what we do with erotic poetry, we speak freedom. So it's going to be real stuff. We're going to get into this discussion on Sunday. It's going to be dope, and we're going to do poetry. Be prepared for the unbridled sexiness, kind of like what you hear here, but it's going to be dope. So thank y'all for coming out. Thank y'all for rocking with us. We appreciate you. Pimpy Ray Universe is back. Be prepared. We got more in store. Love Zone is tomorrow. It's going to be really dope. So make sure that you come out and check everything else and support everybody else that's going on. Find somebody, you know, figure them out. Follow us on Facebook, and we'll rock out with you.
talk to you soon. All right? So we're going to end this episode in 10, 9,
love you, Bobby.
You guys have a fantastic time. Love you guys. Love you too, Lisa. Love you guys.
Have a good night.
Hey,
everybody.
Don't forget to ride.
Bye, y'all.
Thank y'all for coming. Bring your panties out.
Jesus, one love, one love.
Go to bed,
Bobby.
Go to bed now.
Y'all ain't right.
Go to bed now.
I'm just saying. So I clean like a newborn. It's like, man, you mentioned the text message. He gonna put like a cleaning thing next to an eggplant emoji.
What a little baby.
Mojave, get some sleep.
Anyway, I gotta go. All right, thank y'all for coming. Much love to everyone. Thank you for all your support. We appreciate you. Talk to you soon. And we'll end in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.